everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 2nd to you. Today's topic of the day, yes, from another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone, is silence and strength. And the quote is from Chief Dan George. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. And may hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Often our first instinct when we're feeling sad is to fill up the empty space around us with people, noise, and activity. Get out and see other people, our friends tell us. Keep busy. But it can be very healing to allow ourselves to feel our sadness fully in silence and alone, particularly if we look for our solace in nature. Being in the natural world reminds us that everything, including sadness, eventually passes. Yes. Yes. I will say, how many times have people said, you know, they go to the lake, we'll see pictures, right? They post stuff. They'll be at the lake, be at the ocean, go for a hike, take the dog for a walk. And that small amount of time in nature, you just feel better. You know what? The trees don't only absorb our our exhalation, but they also absorb our energy. They also absorb our energy. They do. The earth, the soil absorbs that energy and it grows something. Does it grow something? What do you like to do when you're feeling like, yeah, you know, because being busy actually, that only suppresses things and eventually it'll erupt. That's another pattern that I've seen is the, I'm going to stay busy and stay busy and stay busy and stay busy. And I'm going to numb it through being a workaholic and then, you know, emotions erupt. What doesn't get resolved erupts. All right, here's the affirmation for the day. When I am sad, I will sit quietly and experience my feelings. By letting myself be sad for a while, I prepare myself to move beyond my sadness. One thing that I like to do, a technique that I like to do is it's a meditation. It's a mindfulness meditation. It's rooted in breathing, the inhalation, the exhalation. So inhalation through the nose. Maybe I should do this as an episode and have it out here for you guys to try it if you'd like. And it incorporates visualization with it of movement of sadness and where does it go. If you want, let me know. Drop a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Let me know. Say, hey, yeah, Dr. Deb, you know that episode on June 2nd? You're talking about that technique. Can you do it? Post it for us. I'll go ahead and do that. Because, yes, sadness is temporary. Sadness is temporary. And, yes, it can flow away with the wind, just like a feather, just like the clouds. I like to be in nature. I will say one thing about Minnesota. It is a beautiful state. And I mean, I really appreciate being able to be so connected with nature at any point. at any point. Yes, including the bears. I should knock on wood when I say this. I have not seen any bears, but the bears have been close. The bears have been close. Too close for comfort, actually. Bears and the coyotes. Yes, the bears and the coyotes have definitely been very close. And it is. It is. Minnesota is an absolute beautiful state. There's all kinds of lakes and rivers and waterfalls and lighthouses. And it's absolutely stunning. It really is. It is a place where the environment is one great big mindfulness meditation. And that's all that I'll say about that. Okay, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. Remember, please hit that subscribe button and give us a like. You come here, you listen. We have 100% listener retention. Thank you very much for that, by the way. So, I mean, can you, like, hello, you know, show some love and do a subscribe. Give us a review. That'll be cool. And as always, remember, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.